Dr. Pinsky dictating a case review on Matthew Richards. As per the records provided, Matthew Richards was seen at First State Orthopedics on 11-10-21 after an injury to his left leg when it was struck by a forklift. Period. The forklift slowly went on the top of his foot, and he sustained a crush-type injury to it as it got caught underneath the floor and cage of the forklift. But he did strike his knee. Period. He had been to St. Francis Emergency Room where x-rays were taken. But he was splinted and given crutches. Period. Exam showed a 1.5-inch laceration over the front of the left knee that was healing. But he has full knee range of motion. Period. There was a small abrasion along the Achilles and marked bruising at the distal third of the lower leg, all the way to his toes. Period. X-rays of the knee showed no definitive fracture. Period. X-rays of the foot were suggestive of midfoot fracture, but possibly base of the metatarsals. Period. Dr. Crane, C-R-A-I-N, did not see any disruption of the articulations. Period. He gave a diagnostic impression of severe crush-type injury to the foot, with massive swelling, comma, possible fracture in the midfoot, semicolon, contusion to the knee with possible meniscal injury. Period. They were going to focus on the foot for the time being. Period. He's referred for an MRI. Period. He had a left foot MRI done on 11-18-21 to be inserted here. Period. These results were reviewed with him on 11-29-21, period, he was then referred for a CAT scan to get a very clear idea as to the exact position of the fractures. Period, a CAT scan of the foot was then done on 11-30-21 to be inserted here. Period, Dr. Crane reviewed these results with him on 12-8-21 and wanted to refer him to one of his associates. Period. Findings were consistent with a complex crush injury with the greatest displacement at the base of the fourth metatarsal. Period. New paragraph on 12-13-21. Mr. Richards was seen by Dr. Brady, B-R-A-D-Y. Period. He recommended open reduction and internal fixation of the injury on an outpatient basis. Period. Given the multiple fractures, most should heal uneventfully with non-operative means. Period. However, the fourth tarsometatarsal joint was incongruent because of a dorsal displacement of an articular segment. Period. He then recommended open reduction and internal fixation of that injury, after which he would be non-weight-bearing for 3 months. Period. New paragraph on 1-5-22, Dr. Brady performed open reduction and internal fixation of his fourth metatarsal base fracture and partial fusion and reduction of the fourth tarsal metatarsal joint. The postoperative diagnoses were fourth metatarsal fracture and fourth tarsal metatarsal joint dislocation. He followed up postoperatively and had serial x-rays, period, on 2-9-22. He underwent debridement of the left foot with removal of hardware and application of a vacuum-assisted closure device. Period. The postoperative diagnosis here was left foot wound dehiscence. Period. He continued to be followed by the providers at First State Orthopedics over the next several weeks. Period. On 4-4-2, he stated he was doing much better. Period. The wound continued to heal and was redressed in the office. Perry was also receiving wound care from Dr. Zabel, Z-A-B-E-L. X-rays in the office showed a healed fourth metatarsal proximal base fracture with the leg screw intact. On 3/18/22, he was seen by Dr. Zabel, Z-A-B-E-L, for wound care. This was rendered through 4/22/22, but he was also seen by Dr. Just, J-U-S-T-E, on 4/27/22. He appears to have undergone some type of musculoskeletal manipulation with this provider at the spine. This was done in conjunction with some physical therapy modalities. His final visit with Dr. Brady's group was on 6/13/22. He was attending therapy at NovaCare. X-ray showed healed metatarsal fracture with the leg screw in place, and overall alignment was acceptable. He was then referred for a functional capacity evaluation. New paragraph, however, on 7/21/22. The claimant was seen by a podiatrist named Dr. Haley, H-A-L-E-Y. He noted the course of treatment to date, including the two surgical interventions. He wrote, osseous structures appeared healed on the X-ray with internal fixation hardware. He appeared to have nerve pain on the dorsal foot. There was swelling and a surgical scar on the dorsolateral foot. Dr. Haley diagnosed a lesion of a nerve of the left lower limb as well as left foot pain. He was currently being treated with physical therapy and Neurontin. Dr. Haley thought restrictions should remain to protect the dorsal foot, but he had no other restrictions. Therapy was rendered on the dates described. New paragraph. On 8/26/22, Mr. Richards was seen orthopedically by Dr. McHugh, M-C, capital H-U-G-H. He opined no further care was needed or warranted as it pertains to his fully recovered injuries. However, he was still symptomatic with neuritis of the superficial branch of the peroneal nerve in the left lower extremity at the dorsum of his foot. Treatment for this should include Neurontin on an as-needed basis. He did not believe physical therapy was warranted at that juncture. Strength was good and his function was excellent. No surgical intervention was appropriate. He thought the only limitation was that the dorsum of the foot should be protected from pressures. Clinical exam observed he did not have any assistive devices or braces. The feet had pes planus bilaterally that he confirmed was congenital and had not worsened. There was no swelling or edema in the left foot compared to the right. Paired, there was a longitudinal scar along the lateral aspect of the dorsum of his left foot, measuring between 6 to 7 centimeters. Paired, the scar itself did show findings of secondary intent from healing distally and proximally, but no hypertrophic scarring. Paired, the incision itself and the entire dorsum of the foot was hypersensitive to touch. Paired, he felt a shocking sensation. Paired, mapping it out revealed it was in the distribution of the superficial peroneal nerve / terminal branch from the apex to the dorsum of the foot down to the toes. Paired, there were no deficits in muscle function. Paired, the left ankle itself was benign. Paired, he had symmetric range of motion of the ankles. Paired, analysis of his gait revealed normal heel strike, comma follow through, comma and toe off bilaterally. Paired, his overall diagnosis was left knee laceration and multiple left foot fractures. Paired, the latter included a slightly impacted talar fracture, comma, non-displaced calcaneal fracture, comma, non-displaced navicular fracture, comma, non-displaced medial cuneiform fracture, comma, non-displaced intermediate cuneiform fracture, comma, a comminuted displaced lateral cuneiform fracture, comma, a comminuted displaced intraarticular cuboid fracture, comma, and a comminuted displaced fourth metatarsal fracture. Paired, he had a partially dislocated fourth tarsal metatarsal joint from the comminuted displaced fractures of the cuboid and fourth metatarsal. Paired, from a neurological standpoint, he had a crush injury to the superficial branch of the peroneal nerve with neuritis of that nerve. Period. Findings and conclusions on 11-6-21. Matthew Richards sustained a crush injury to his left foot from a forklift. Period. He went to the emergency room and followed up orthopedically with Dr. Crane. Period. At his referral, Mr. Richards underwent an MRI of the foot, followed by a CAT scan of the foot. Paired, surgery was undertaken on 1-5-22 to be inserted here. Paired, he had a second procedure on 2-9-22 to be inserted here. Paired, he followed up postoperatively with Dr. Brady and other specialists concurrent with physical therapy. Paired, his last medical evaluation was with Dr. McHugh on 8-26-22. Paired, he noted a normal gait, but some abnormal physical exam findings relative to discomfort and possibly swelling. Paired, he did not limit Mr. Richards in any way except to protect the dorsum of his foot from pressures. Paired, this was the same limitation advised by his treating podiatrist, comma, Dr. Haley. Paired, new paragraph, I will rate this case for crush injury and fracture or fractures of the left foot. Paired, the predominant one was the fourth metatarsal fracture treated surgically with open reduction internal fixation. Paired, I may need to account for the other fractures and his neuritis in completing the sixth edition rating. Period. End.